doing pretty well. I just finished up a reef there, so we've got the reacher up and one reef in the main. Going pretty well along, and everything's okay on board. We're going to try to stay probably a little closer to the high, not to necessarily get down into the very strong winds, because the boat likes it a little bit better this way. And in the last couple of days, actually, I've had a couple of developments on board. One was I was able to finally get into the bunk for sleep for the first time since the start of the race. The boat has many compartments on it because it's fiberglass and needs some extra bulkheads. And to actually access the real bunk on the boat was pretty impossible with my rib condition. So that was a big step forward the night before last to actually get into the bunk for some real sleep. And then also we had a last night going along pretty quickly. We had a little hum in the keel when we get up to 12, 13, 14 knots, and then suddenly there was an extra noise coming out of that area. So immediate to roll up the jib and go into the keel compartment. And we think that everything structural in there looks very sound, but I think that one of the fairings in the front or the back on the outside of the boat, non-structural, may have had a flap of it, maybe a little chunk has come off. It was a very high-pitched, very, very, very loud whine last night. We're going at speed, and it has dissipated this morning. Gone back in and take a look again, so we think everything's okay in there structurally, but it's a we're not going to quite have the good hydrodynamics that we had before.